From Pratt Falls to Preservation, Red Skelton, and the Pantheon Theater on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, featuring Spencer Wells, population geneticist and head of the National Geographic Society-sponsored Genographic Project, which will explore the question, where did we come from, on November 9th at the Indiana History Center. Information at indianahistory.org. Once a French fur trading post, Vincennes, Indiana, is not only the state's oldest city, but a source of comedy. Richard Bernard Skelton was born to a family of humble means in Vincennes in 1913. His father was a circus clown who had died only months before Red's birth. Red was selling newspapers on the street when the renowned entertainer Ed Wynn came to Vincennes. During a chance meeting, Wynn bought all of Red's papers so he could afford a ticket to the performance at the lavish Pantheon Theater at 428 Main Street. The young Red Skelton peeked through the curtain from backstage at intermission. Red left home soon after to perform with a traveling medicine show, going on to work on a riverboat, in a circus, and on the vaudeville stage, and to make radio, TV, and movie history. Sometimes known as the singing cab driver Clem Cadiddlehopper or the hobo Freddie the Freeloader, the comic was also a prolific music composer and painter. Though Skelton passed away in 1997, a number of landmarks in his home state bear his name, including a bridge spanning the Wabash River, the Performing Arts Center on the Vincennes University campus, and the proposed Red Skelton stage at the Pantheon Theater, whose restoration was undertaken in May 2006. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.